It is now time for the Pete O'Shea Show with your host, the Youth Minister,
the Galvanizer,
the Tasmanian Devil.
The Tasmanian Devil's on the loose! Run! Run! Run for your life! Run!
Tasmanian Devil?
Oops. Tasmanian Angel, that is. Pete O'Shea.
Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to the Pete O'Shea Show, right here on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your brother in Christ, Pete O'Shea. We're here with you. We're going to have a beautiful Friday. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're out there. Just stay out of Black Friday. Just do me a favor, will you please? I mean, full contact shopping is not a great idea, folks, okay? Unless you got a helmet and pads on, stay home, okay? We got prayers for those in need. I got a lot of emails and stuff over the last couple of days, especially as we're nearing the Thanksgiving, Christmas, all that kind of stuff. So there's more and more need that's going on. So I know you know somebody out there right now, as I'm saying this, who's in real need. Could be physical, they have a problem health-wise. It could be emotional or spiritual. They're just not doing well right now. So I want you to think of them and put their face in your head right now as I'm rolling off these names, and I want you then to pray for me with them, all right? I want to pray for Donna, and I want to pray for Kathy. That's our intern, Mikey Mike's mom. Her surgery was a success. No cancer, as it turned out. God bless her. That's fantastic news. Robert Burke, and we want to pray for Justine's aunt and Mark and Henry, Amy, Diane having her back surgery today. We hope everything's going to be okay for you, honey. And Lynn and Caitlin and Father Hurricane. So we want to pray for all those and still the people up in Northeast that are still dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. So, Lord, we're going to turn all this over to you. It's just big. It's too much. We can't handle it. It's just way overwhelming for us. But we know with you all things are possible. So we ask you, please, to bless these people that have asked for prayers. Send graces and love to them. Send the Holy Spirit to them and their families so that they can get through this and to the other side and get closer to you and hunger for you like you hunger for us. And Lord, we just ask you, please, to love them and love them and love them, and so that they're going to be better. Whatever their crisis is, just help them, Lord. Get them through it so that they can endure and keep going. It's their cross to bear, but it's yours to fix, Lord. And we ask you anytime you want. You got a prayer request. You want somebody you want me to pray for here at the station. Please go right ahead. Send it to me in my email address, OSHEACanYouSee@WTIS1110.com. And I'm glad to put them on. We'll have everybody here in the Tampa Bay area praying for us. Remember, guys, I tell you this all the time, but it's true. The power of prayer is truly amazing. I've seen amazing things happen by everybody just coming together in prayer and do some of that intercessory prayer for other people. And it's not a traffic report. I didn't say intersection. Intercessory prayer. Okay? Get out there. Pray for somebody else. Get three or four people together and pray for somebody you know that's in trouble. And I guarantee you, the Lord will listen. He listens, okay? And he's going to give you what you need, not necessarily what you want. So don't go looking for what you want. Look for what you need. All right, we got a great show for you today. I'm really excited to have in studio a couple of great gentlemen. And we have everybody, the whole posse is here. We're really rocking and rolling here at the Pete O'Shea Show today. Country music artist C.P. Kelly. He was diagnosed with MS. You know, it almost cost him his life. But he's overcoming the odds. He's got a new album that's coming around now, Absolute Redemption. Can't wait. We're going to play a track from that later on. And we're going to talk to him about everything, life in general, and how he's overcoming. And Paul Piori is also with us. He's the musical director at Park Place Wesleyan Church over in Pinellas Park. Also battling multiple sclerosis. And we're going to talk to both of these guys about how music is the healing element in not their lives, but also the lives of everybody that they touch, and how anything's possible to overcome. Again, we just said, you prayer, talk to the Lord. You have it in you to overcome anything. We're going to talk to these two wonderful gentlemen about that. And we'll take your calls, too, if you want, 855-265-2929. You want to just share a word of inspiration with either gentleman or share your story of what you've overcome, please do it. We'd be glad to hear from you. Now, don't forget today, too, that I'm going to give you guys, whoever calls in today at the 855-265-2929 number, I'm going to give you a copy of Mike Huckabee's new book, Dear Chandler, Dear Scarlet, and check this out, okay, just because we love you, I'm going to give you two VIP passes to go to the book signing, all right? On Monday, Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be here in town. He's going to be at the Costco in Brandon at 4 o'clock signing the book. Again, Dear Chandler, Dear Scarlet, Grandfather's Thoughts on Faith, Family, and the Things That Matter Most. And then at 7 o'clock, he's going to be in Sarasota at Books A Million. So again, you'll have VIP passes for two and a copy of the book so you can bring it there and you can have him sign it. So again, that's 855-265-2929. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I know I did. First year, I finally got away from the kids' table, that rickety card table. I finally got clean of it. I can't believe it. It only took me 47 years to get clean of the rickety cardboard table where you try to slice the meat and it goes flying off the table. I'm clean of it finally, thanks to the Cunninghams. See, if I had it in my house, my mother would still make me sit at the rickety cardboard table, okay? Because she still sees me as a little boy. Well, I guess I deserve that. But anyhow, so we were at some other friends' houses, and they didn't know that I'm basically an infant, and my wife didn't tell them, God bless her. So I got to sit at the big boys' table. So I want to thank Gloria and Patrick and three beautiful girls, Sarah and Molly and Gracie, who are just so cute. They are 7, 5, and 3 years old, and just wonderful, and we had a great time. Also, if you guys are listening to AM Inspiration this morning, you heard my interview with Alex Cobbs, and he's my new hero. I just loved what I heard from this guy. If you guys have been living under a rock, maybe, then you don't know what's been happening with him, but he's the guy over there at Alex Southern Barbecue in Carrollwood, and for the last 13 years, he's been putting a jar out at the little barbecue place, and everybody's been putting money in it, and he does Alex's Christmas for Kids, and he's been able to buy bicycles for kids in real need. 13,000 bicycles he's given away over the last 13 years, or about an average of 1,000 a year. And sadly, this past week, somebody, I don't know why, I guess it's just straight out the devil involved in this one, took a rock and threw it through the window and stole the money. And took all the money for the kids' bicycles. But Alex is undeterred. He has set up very quickly a golf tournament for December the 10th. He is putting together, he's mobilizing all of his people. And he said it to me this morning, those kids are getting those bicycles, no matter what. And what I liked best about what he said was that I forgive the man who did it. I'm hoping that the reason he threw the rock through is because he just needed food for his family. And he said, even if he came to me now and said that was the reason he did it, I would give him food for him and his family. So go check that out. Go to Alex's Xmas for Kids. Go over there to his place. It's Alex's Southern Barbecue in Carrollwood. Help him. Help those kids in need. I'm going to help out, and I want you guys to do it too, because one rotten apple in the whole core there of everybody doesn't mean those kids shouldn't get their bicycles. You know what I'm saying? So help Alex out. All right, we're going to get started with our guests, and then we'll take a break in a little while, but I just want to introduce them both to you so that you can get a chance to start to know them, because once you know them, you will love them. I promise you. I've spent some time with them here now, and they're wonderful. So let me start with country music artist C.P. Kelly. C.P., it almost got you, MS, right? It almost really got you. But
yes,
you,
it did.
Yeah, but,
yes, it did.
But you bounced back. You said, nah, it's not getting me.
No, I wasn't going to let it get me down.
Yeah.
In the very beginning, the earliest stages, yes, it did. It really took me right to the brink.
And do you have progressive, or do you have relapsing remitting?
Well, actually, I found out on Wednesday the initial diagnosis was MS.
Right.
It has now been diagnosed as progressive, multifocal, leukoencephalopathy.
Wasn't that guy on Sesame Street?
Yeah, it's a tongue twister.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And that's a distant cousin of MS. A lot of the same symptoms. The MS is triggered the same way, which means that I've got it right now. I could very easily develop MS at any time in my life.
Right. But you're not letting it get you down. You're going to keep on going.
Absolutely not. No. Absolutely not.
No. And Paul, same for you, right, buddy? Now, when did you get diagnosed?
Let's see. That would have been in 93.
93?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And tell us about that. That's been quite a journey, I'd imagine. Ups, downs, in betweens. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it started when I was 15 years old, although I didn't know it at the time. One day I woke up and the left side of my body was gone. I couldn't lift my arm, dragging my leg. I went blind in my left eye. And back then, it looked like a stroke, so they said, you've had a stroke. So did some testing and just really came up with not much. Back in 1970, there weren't as many answers as there are today. And over the period of about a year, I got better, but my left side was still always gimpy. So then I married in 92, and that same year, I started developing a lot of pain in my body that couldn't be controlled, couldn't explain it. It was real frustrating. So went to a neurologist, and the neurologist said, did some testing and said, you've got MS.
Wow. What was that like, that moment when you got that diagnosis?
Well, you know, I wanted an answer to the pain. I wanted to know why it was there, but then I wanted to know what to do with it. And the doctor told me, what you need to do is just forget that you've got MS, go out there and just live your life. And I took great offense to that at first because I was in pain, and it was frustrating. Newly married, I wanted more of that. Can I take an aspirin? No, an aspirin's not going to help. Just forget that you have MS. I see it now that what he was trying to do is to get my focus off of that so that I could find my way to live my life in spite of this pain.
And you've been able to do that?
Not easily, not all of the time.
Right, and
honestly,
of course not.
Honestly.
Yeah, but it's not easy. But you do. But it takes a lot of heart. It takes a lot of just guts and just say, I'm not going to let it beat me. I'm going to beat it.
There is no other choice. You know, first of all, for a Christian and for a married man and a father, definitely you want those things to prevail in your life, not the MS, not the pain.
That's right. And we got two guys here that are prevailing over this insidious disease that is affecting so many people. I know two people that I'm very close to. We pray for Father Hurricane in the opening prayers. He's 46, just diagnosed with it a couple weeks ago, for a parish priest to have multiple sclerosis. And my cousin Helen Ann also has it. And it's been, again, an up-and-down struggle. Mm-hmm. But the human spirit can overcome anything. And you guys are both strong men of God who have said to yourself, no, he's got me here for a purpose. He has me here for a reason. And I'm going to overcome this, and I'm going to be a beacon of light for those
Absolutely.
Around us. Right, guys?
Absolutely. Sure.
All right, very good. We're going to talk about that and so much more. So don't you go anywhere. I see you about to change that dial. Put it back. 11:10 a.m. Stay right there. Don't you go anywhere. So we got so much more on the Pete O'Shea Show. Okay, guys, we're going to talk about overcoming. We're going to talk about making an impact. We're going to talk about the love of Jesus Christ can make anything happen with C.P. Kelly and Paul Piori. So don't you go anywhere. Pete O'Shea Show right after this. I love you and I love Jesus.
Furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to fl.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to fl.servicemagic.com, fl.servicemagic.com. That's fl.servicemagic.com.
Hey, this is Pete O'Shea. I want to tell you how I've lost 18 pounds in less than 3 weeks. And my friend Americo has lost 70 pounds in 90 days. We did it with the Body by V 90 Day Challenge. You can get into the best shape of your life. The innovative and great tasting Vicellus products are all based on combining the best natural ingredients with modern science. The Body by V 90 Day Challenge is really easy. Set your goal. Maybe it's weight loss or increasing lean muscle. Then select the kit that best meets those goals. Start using the Body by V shake mix that tastes like cake mix and watch the pounds come flying off. Burn fat, boost your metabolism, and control hunger. My goal is to lose 60 pounds and I'm going to do it safely and efficiently with the Body by V 90 Day Challenge. To learn more about the Body by V 90 Day Challenge or how to become a Body by V promoter, go to www.getfitdreamteam.com or call 727-490-TEAM. That's 727-490-8326. You'll be glad that you did.
Hey, this is Dave Ramsey, host of The Dave Ramsey Show, where life happens every day.
There is almost no such thing as a college scholarship that covers dorm food, books, and tuition. They are so rare that we call them miracles. Very few of you have people that are going to get complete free rides, like 1% of you.
It all happens right here on The Dave Ramsey Show.
Hear The Dave Ramsey Show weekday afternoons at 2, right here on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS.
My brothers and sisters, to the Pete O'Shea Show, right here on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your host, Pete O'Shea. Got Derek Langley with me on the board. We got a whole cavalcade of people here in the studio. We got CP brought his whole posse with him. I think he thought afterwards he'd have to take care of me if I did something. If I went the wrong way on him, he brought his muscle with him, and he's got his mom here too. I know I can't make any problems with his mom here. You know, so we got to put the paparazzi rope up so we don't have anybody coming after us. But we got CP Kelly, who's a country music artist, and we have Paul Piori, who's a musical director at Park Place Wesleyan Church, and both of them are battling with multiple sclerosis, or in CP's case, the cousin thereof. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's an autoimmune disease. It affects the brain and the spinal cord, effectively the central nervous system, okay? Plaque forms on the top of your spine is what it basically comes down to, and it doesn't allow your spinal cord and your spine and your nervous system to work properly. And for both of these guys, as music guys, that kind of stuff comes in handy. As a vocalist, again, you got to use all the kinds of muscles to sing. And Paul, what do you play? What's your instrument of choice?
Piano.
So again, to play the piano, it really. And do you sing also?
No,
he doesn't sing. Okay, but we can start a band here anyhow. CP, you do the singing, you play the piano, and I will stay absolutely quiet.
That's a good idea.
All right, so let's talk about this, guys. I want to know from both of you again. Well, let me ask you this question. I had one in mind, but I'm offshooting. I'm going rogue on you guys. Okay, Music, is it for you the medicine that helps you as much as anything else to get through what you got to do, ups and downs of all of this of multiple sclerosis, Paul?
Most definitely. My biggest support would be my wife and close friends, of course. Anybody that you can talk with and pray with and that will pray with you, that support is huge. But when it comes to music, it's my best way to worship, and it is for many people too. So many incredible things have come out with Christian music in these past years. Worshiping is healing, it's cleansing, and it's what I keep in my back pocket all the time.
If music is right, and from both of you guys, I'm sure it is, the endorphins are released, everything feels better, you start to get uplifted almost immediately. So right there, it is medicine in itself. And CP, you've actually taken a writing about it. You've written songs now about that. Is that right? Absolute Redemption? Is that what it's kind of about? Tell me about it.
Well, actually, what came about was I was going through a really tough time because I have a lot of other factors besides the PLM. And I was speaking with Jason Dowd, my producer, my manager, my Svengali, my guide, my support, my everything.
He's sitting right next to you. Give him $20 after that, will you?
I already owe him $12.50 from a karaoke contest. But
okay.
Anyway.
I meant him give you $20. You were just so nice to him. Yeah.
Yeah. Where's my 20?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. It's billed. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was having a hard time, and I emailed him with some concerns that I had, and he said, do me a favor. He says, sit down, write everything you're feeling down. Mm-hmm. He said, just write it down on paper. And I did, transposed it into an email, sent it to him. The next morning, he'd written a poem.
Wow.
And we're eventually going to have the poem set to music, and I will sing it. And that will come out on the album Absolute Redemption.
Right, and so like I'm saying, though, music has this incredible power to be a healing element.
Yes, it does. You know? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. If I'm feeling down, she knows. I have an iTunes addiction,
mm-hmm.
and I'm hoping to join iTunes Anonymous one of these days. Mm-hmm. But I'll just crank up speakers on the computer while I'm chatting online during the day. And I'll put on something peppy and upbeat and happy, you know, and next thing I know, boom, I'm up here.
Right. So again,
if it goes to something sad, I skip past it because mm-hmm. I don't want to crash again.
Right, right. So again, fellas, you out there, if you're experiencing any kind of health issues, just like these two guys are, use music to overcome it. It's a great way. And again, use praise of the Lord. I love how you said that, Paul, because again, when you're worshiping the Lord and you're thinking about, okay, you know, what he did for us, how he healed all that we ail when he got up on that cross, right? Mm-hmm. And what he went through is certainly nothing compared to what we're going through. And I'm not saying, lessening what you guys are going through. Right. But again, for the opportunity to worship him and thank him for what he did, it certainly makes it a lot easier to deal what you're dealing. So, all right, so you've been at this, though, Paul, dealing with this since 93.
Yes.
Okay. So in that time, what was the absolute lowest point? When did you hit the rock bottom of it? When was it the most symptomatic, and what did that mean?
Well, in my case, my MS was an event. It happened back in 1970, as I said. It's not progressive, so the damage that was done there is still the damage that I suffer from today. Nothing new has happened, and I'm really thankful for that. It's an amazing blessing not to have my life worsened by the disease, but yet it's there, definitely there, every day. There were two times when in 93 the pain started flaring up. One of the spots that the MS left in my brain is on the thalamus, which is the center for pain. And so I'm told, which is why I get all over body pain that can't be controlled very easily. And so that started acting up in 93. That's when I went to find out, you know, what was going on. The second time was about 8 years ago when I thought that pain was bad, but it deepened. And I don't know why, they can't explain why, but it did deepen. And so back in 2003, it was very frustrating. A lot of praying, a lot of support from family and friends, but just no answers.
And there often is not answers for pain. I myself also suffered chronic pain for a number of years. I was in a car accident in 19, and I had something called the spondylosis spondylolisthesis on my spine, which means one vertebra actually came forward into the side and was slamming down on the nerve. I dealt with that for 17 years until I got it fixed. And chronic pain can just have such an effect on everything about life. Everything goes from being colorful to being black. It goes from being nice to being gray. Everything kind of falls apart in life when that pain and that, it just keeps pounding and pounding and pounding. So for you, CP, what was the lowest, what has been your, the roughest patch of this physical ailment for you?
That would have to have been January of 2011. I was diagnosed in October of 2010. January of 2011, I was asleep one night, fell out of bed, and could not pull myself back up into it. I had to crawl to my nightstand, grab my cell phone, call the landline into our home. My mom answered the phone, and I said, "Mom," she said, "Patrick, what's wrong?" And before I could even tell her, my dad was flying through the bedroom door, and he picked me up and put me back into bed.
Wow.
And I literally thought at that time, I'm never going to have the life that I had. You know, I mean, I can't even get back up into bed. I didn't have the vision problems like you did. Mm-hmm. Have not had any kind of chronic pain with it. But it weakened me to the point where I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn to feed myself, bathe myself, dress myself. I had a rail on the side of the bathtub to help pull myself up and out. I was a piano player. I was self-taught. I started teaching myself when I was 7. And I got fairly good by high school. You know, it was Four States Honor Jazz Band. I was the jazz pianist in it. I can't remember how to play anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I take it that since I lost that ability, because I had an electric keyboard in our home, I tried and tried reading the music and transferring it to the keys, and I couldn't get it. It just was not resonating.
So there's something in the syntax or whatever.
Yeah.
There's something not firing right.
Yeah, it was almost like the music was Chinese, the keyboard was Russian.
Right, right.
And trying to make the two balance, and I just could not get it. And I was getting more and more and more frustrated.
Wow.
Then my dad found out that there was a place on Almerton Road that had karaoke on Sunday evening. And he's like, "Well, let's go up there." He had never heard me sing. And I was called up. He had his back to me. I broke off into a song. He leaned over, looked at my mom, and said, "Is that Patrick?" Mom said, "Yeah." "Man, he can sing."
Yeah.
And it started there.
And it started there. But again, even in the worst of times when you guys were down, you still were praising the Lord. You still, you knew you had a reason to do what you're doing. And like you said, so now every Sunday when you lead the worship team there at your church at Park Place Wesleyan, they must be saying the same thing. "Man, that guy's good," right? And they don't know. They don't have any idea of what you're going through and what your life has been like, right? Nobody knows that, right?
Well, actually, they do.
Okay, never mind.
They do, because...
There goes my point.
Oh, boy.
But it's not evident to anyone who sees me.
Well, that's what I mean. That's not evident in your performance and how you praise and worship the Lord and how you lead everybody in song every Sunday during the services.
Not at all.
And that's the most amazing part. And again, for both of you guys, it's about overcoming it. It's about willing to say, "Okay, is this the best you got? I'm going to keep going," right? And even in the bad days, you're going to be able to write a song or put together the service that you need to for Sunday. And nothing is going to knock you guys off from being able to do what the Lord has both given you blessings to do, okay?
Right.
And for those of you out there who are taking things for granted, like being able to bathe yourself or being able to brush or play the thing you know how to play all your life, think about what these guys are both telling you, okay? Because they're overcome amazing odds, and the things that we complain about and whine about are nothing in comparison to what these guys are going through. And they're both in good moods, happy-go-lucky guys, okay? I'm feeling really kind of silly about myself at times when I whine and complain about stuff. My top won't go up in the convertible right now, and I can't even try. I'm yelling at my car yesterday.
And you should feel bad.
I should. I do feel bad about
that. I'm going to call you every day and make you feel
and just,
bad.
Thanks.
I have the 888 number now. 855.
That's right, 855-265-2929. 855-265-2929. 865-2929. You can still call in and get the book, Mike Huckabee book, Dear Chandler, Dear Scarlett. I got two VIP passes for the book signings on Monday. So call us up in the second half. We're going to keep going with C.P. Kelly and Paul Piori, and we're going to play some music. We're going to hang out. Who knows? We might even sing Kumbaya. Who knows what happens? We're going to get crazy up in here. Maybe Mom will lead us in song. Who knows? All right, we'll be back with more of the Pete O'Shea Show right after this on your Inspiration Station, Inspiration AM 1110, WTIS. I love you and I love Jesus. You is that you're listening to the Pete O'Shea Show right here on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your host, Pete O'Shea. I got Derek Langley on the board. We got Deborah Ray here in the house. We got a whole cavalcade of people here in studio. And we're talking right now to C.P. Kelly, who's a country music artist who has been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. It's the cousin of multiple sclerosis. And we're talking also to Paul Piori. He's the musical director at Park Place Wesleyan Church in Pinellas Park. He's also been battling with multiple sclerosis since 1993. And both guys, we're talking with them about, you know, the ability to overcome, the ability to deal with it, the ability to work around it, okay, and still make what they want in life happen, and both of them using music to do that. And I love that. I think that's really, truly inspirational. That's what we're trying to do here every day on the station, is be inspirational, and you guys are both that in spades, and I'm loving it for you. And again, if you want to call us up in the second half of the show, 855-265-2929, a question for either guy, a question for me, and if you call in and you say something nice about CP's mom, okay, I'm going to give you the Mike Huckabee's new book, Dear Chandler, Dear Scarlett. You got to say something nice about his mom, okay? Because if you're not good to your mom, I don't even want to know you. I don't even want to know you. All right? But this is a fantastic book Mike Huckabee wrote, and I had a chance to interview him the other day. And what it is, it's an open letter he wrote to his grandchildren, who are just still infants now. And he said, you know, I may not be around when they're older in life and they're going through trials and tribulations, and I'm going to tell them now what I want to tell them in case I'm not there. And he said it's a grandfather's thoughts on faith and family, the things that mattered most. He told me what he told them about marriage and about God and about so many other things. So if you call in the second half of the show, again, it's 855-265-2929. You say something nice about C.P. Kelly's mom, okay, I'm going to give you the new book from Mike Huckabee, best-selling author, Dear Chandler, Dear Scarlett, and two VIP passes to go to the book signings on Monday. He's going to be in Costco and Brandon at 4 o'clock signing the book, and he's going to be in Sarasota at 7 o'clock at Books a Million on Tamiami Trail. And after this show is over at noon, the Mike Huckabee Show begins every day, weekday from noon to 2, the Mike Huckabee Show. So I want you guys to do that. So call in, say something nice about, what's your first name? Ann, say something nice about Ann Kelly, and I'll give you the book. I mean, you just say something nice. You should be saying nice about mommies anyway. So I say stuff about my mommy very nice. I talked to her last night at Thanksgiving. I said something very nice to her, and she said nice stuff to me back, and it was a beautiful moment. Anyhow, let's move on. All right. Indomitable will and heart is what it takes, not only to overcome some sort of a, you know, debilitating illness like this, but to get up in front of a lot of people and sing and worship and praise God, right? So for you guys, in both cases, that will and that spirit and that heart is shown out there. It's transparent. Is that scary? Is it difficult to be that open and transparent with everybody about who you are, what you are, and again, to put that much will and heart out on the line? Is it scary?
For me, no. No. The minute I'm called up to do a song at karaoke, my personality totally changes. A singing, dancing, give 150% performance comes out of me. And my goal is to ignore myself, draw the crowd in, bring them into the fun.
Right.
You know, I'm having a blast up there. I'm enjoying myself. I'm doing what I love to do.
Right. But you have to ignore yourself, like you said, not just, you know, the illness, but who you are. You're going to put yourself, and it's for them. You're going to pull it
right
back out of that.
Right. Yeah. I cannot reflect on the MS. I can't, like my mother says often, stop looking through the rear window.
That's right. Stop looking through the rear
You've
window.
You've got to look forward.
That's right.
And that's been a long lesson. It's been a hard lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I still have my times. I look back and go, oh, geez. But I have faith in God, and I have faith that God has me on the path that He wants me to be on.
Yeah, that's right.
And that when I lost the ability to play piano, He basically said, okay, boy, we're going to shift your talents a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use you. I'm going to use your voice to bring happiness, joy, and entertainment into other people's lives.
Amen to that. And again, you know, a lot of people are called by the Lord, but they put the Lord on hold, okay? And you can't do that. You got to know, all right, you know, one thing happens, He closes the one door, He's going to open another one. So, Paul, for you, same question. It takes everything you have sometimes to deal with what you're going through in your own life. So, again, to get out there in front of everybody and worship and praise, again, it takes a lot of heart, a lot of will, a lot of strength, and a lot of courage, doesn't it, to put all that together and do it for the Lord, right?
Well, it sure does. I'm going to go through the back door with what we're talking about here. Because
did you not pay the fees that I asked for? Is that why you're going through the back door? Just pay, you know, we can make payment arrangements.
It's because it's a fun place to be.
No.
And by the back door, I mean rehearsals and preparation. It's also worship. And
right,
they are the best times of my week, actually. In service, of course. But when we're locked away in the room and we're rehearsing for something, it's worship at the same time. And I live for those times. And yeah, definitely. It's my inspiration. And if I'm not feeling well, I can forget it.
So when you're, especially when there's the crowd there, especially when everybody's in the service and you're in the middle of it and the Lord is there and you can feel it, you can you put it aside for a sec? Can you literally come out of your own body, so to speak, and just do what you got to do, push through it and make it happen?
Yes, and I would speak to people who have MS. It's known that there's a certain level of despondency that goes with the disease. It's typical, and I have that despondency or tendency towards despondency, so I do have to fight it a lot. And it also, you know, and this is not new news to people, those that have children and the fighting the gotta work, can't help but my kids, gotta work, my kids. At some point, you come to the point where you say, my kids are growing, I don't want to have any regrets, I want to be with them, I want to do what I want to do with them, I want to be everything I can be for them, despite work. And so you shift your priorities, and when your body's hurting and your kid wants to go to Chuck E. Cheese or something, you're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, I love Chuck E. Cheese.
That's a great place.
Yeah, I go Chuck E. Cheese all the time. I love it. Look at CP looking at me going, there's something wrong with that boy.
Now, remember, they can't see us.
Yes, but that's why I filled them in. Yes, I filled them in. Despondency, though, you're right, and it's something that, you know, we all have a tendency to. I'm despondent if I run out of double stuff Oreos. Mm. And
Amen,
right? But it is something when you have a debilitating injury or illness that it can easily take grasp of you, and then you're going down that, you know, hole that you ain't getting back from. So how do you combat that? Well, I want to ask both of you guys that, and then we're going to play the music before we go to break. We're going to play one of your songs before we go to break. But tell me about that. When you hit that moment of despondency, and it can just overwhelm you like a tidal wave, how do you stop yourself? How do you get back on track and be the smiling musical director and dad and mom, you know, husband that you need to be?
Well, I'm sorry I don't have anything to say that anyone hasn't heard before, but it's the best answer, the only answer, and it's prayer. I pray constantly, and it's definitely my bridge.
Yeah, now you said you'll put some music on, CP, but what else? Like, man, if it just hits you like that tidal wave all of a sudden, I have multiple sclerosis and I can't play piano anymore, and you want to have your little pity party like we all want to have, how you stop? How do you turn that faucet off?
I agree with Paul. Prayer.
Yeah.
And I talk to my mom.
Yeah.
I talk to her a lot.
Now you all have something to say nice about Mom Kelly. You better. Okay? Because it is, the power of prayer is amazing. At that
yes,
point,
it is.
At
yes,
that point, you really need to sort of bring it into yourself, catch that breath, start talking to the Lord, you know, and we all say, well, He doesn't answer me. No, He does answer.
Yes, He does.
Okay? He definitely answers. You just have to listen. We tell our kids all the time, pal is the way to praise, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Praise, ask, listen.
Right.
So start all prayers. Don't start with, Lord, I need your help right now. First, praise him for what you do have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then ask him for what you want, and then listen, and he's going to give it to you.
Right.
And the power of prayer will get you through these things. And again, despondency can really be there when you have MS because it's very debilitating. It's never not part of your life. So it becomes very, very difficult. So I want to play one of your songs right now. You want to do that, CP?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, the CD is called Absolute Redemption. We're going to play which track again?
It's going to be Three Wooden Crosses.
Three Wooden Crosses, I like it. Okay, so here you guys go from C.P. Kelly, country music artist, right here in our area, who is overcoming it and then some, from his CD, Absolute Redemption, Three Wooden Crosses.
Farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One's headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign. And 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. Farmer left to harvest a home in 80 acres, the faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he laid his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's a story that our preacher told last Sunday. As he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see, he said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher. Gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the
Wow, what a fantastic song from country music artist C.P. Kelly, who is overcoming multiple sclerosis, and he's doing it with his music. He's doing the album is called Absolute Redemption. We're going to tell you when we come back from break how you can get that CD, and how you can also be inspired by both of these gentlemen I have with me here right now, Paul Piori and C.P. Kelly, who are not only diagnosed and overcoming multiple sclerosis, but they're inspirations to others, and that's why I really love it. So we're going to come back with more of the Pete O'Shea Show right after this and talk more with these guys. So don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back. I love you and I love Jesus.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by.
Call 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201.
Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Greetings. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Join me, Pastor Anthony Jones, on the Word of Increase broadcast every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. on the Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. Or join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. and Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Whip Your Hands Up Ministry, located at 2184 66th Avenue South. And remember, there is no other God like Him.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-793-8950. That's 800-793-8950.
Welcome back to the Pete O'Shea Show, right here on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your host, Pete O'Shea. We're having a great show here. I hope you're enjoying it. Hope you're enjoying the day after Thanksgiving. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you took a moment to be thankful, to appreciate what you had. Look around the table, see the love that you had there, and appreciate it. And not just yesterday. Do it every day, okay? Because every day is a gift, and you don't know, you know, when you're going to get it tomorrow. You don't know when it's going to end. We don't know. And we're talking today with country music artist C.P. Kelly and with Paul Piori, who's the musical director at Park Place Wesleyan Church over in Pinellas Park, both battling with different degrees of multiple sclerosis, and have not only not given up, but have overcome, inspired, and kept everybody going. And I tell you, it's very emotional for me to have this show with you guys today because, again, my first cousin, Helen Ann, has been diagnosed with for almost 20 years. And dear friends of ours, their son, Father John Hurricane, just found out recently that he has it also. And it's very, very painful. It's very debilitating. And again, for those of you who don't know what it is, it's an autoimmune disease that affects the brain and the spinal cord. It starts affecting everything. In C.P. Kelly's case, he can't play the piano anymore. He used to be able to play the piano. He was an award-winning pianist. Now he doesn't know how to even play it anymore. And so, but yet, it still continues on. And we just played one of his songs, which was terrific, Three Wooden Crosses. And it's going to be a single out on iTunes real soon. And we're going to talk to a little bit more about that in a second. But you guys have been listening to each other now. Both of you from different walks of life. Both of you have had it for different lengths of time. Had this insidious disease that's caused so many difficulties to your life, but yet you've been able to overcome, use music to do so, inspire and uplift others. So, Paul, what would you want to say to CP right now?
Well, I was listening and hearing a lot of the same things. Prayer is being the greatest support and the place where you go for your greatest amount of relief. And then talking to someone, your support is your mom, mine is my wife. She's got tremendous wisdom and common sense, and she helps focus me as well. And so it seems like music actually is like a reward for something that will help reduce the pain because it takes you to another place. And right. If it's music where you're worshiping, man, you've got it all.
Amen. Amen to that.
Absolutely.
And and your wife and your children's names, say hi to them on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Rita, Anna, Natalie. Love you guys.
Excellent. All right, so now you've been listening to Paul. And again, he's been dealing with it longer than you have. And
right.
Been through the ups and downs.
Right.
So, CP, what would you want to say to Paul directly?
I couldn't have said it any better than what he just said.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, prayer is a must. It's an absolute must.
Mm-hmm.
Put this into God's hands. He will take care of it.
Yeah, and anyone listening out there right now that has something, it doesn't have to be this intense what these guys are going through, but if you have something that's just gotten you down. You're at that despondent level, or you're at that level, man, I just can't get this happening. Turn it over to him, okay? Pray and turn it over to him. It's the only chance that you've got.
Right.
And there's never any reason to give up. You've heard from these two guys today. There's a call to give up, okay? You got to keep going. You got to keep making it happen. In fact, again, you're still working on this CD for Absolute Redemption, and you started a Kickstarter campaign. Tell me a little bit about that, how that works.
We started a Kickstarter campaign. Actually, Jason knows more about it than I do. It's basically to help raise funds for getting a band together, paying those kinds of expenses. We're halfway to our goal of $3,000.
Okay.
But we still need to get to that $3,000. We still need help to get this band together.
It's a great program. What it is, it's a website where you can go in, and literally what it is Kickstarter. So Jason, tell us a little about that and how it's going to help CP get this album finished.
Well, we almost have all the money we need, but we're just a little shy of our goal. So what we needed to do is just come up with a way to help out and get that extra money that we needed to complete the goal so we can finish this album. And what this does is allows people, any fan, anybody that wants to donate, can donate money to this fund project. And he personally gives away gifts depending on the level that you give. And you can give as little as $5, you can give as much as $1,000, whatever you want to do. Now, none of the cards get charged until we reach the goal of $3,000. So, some of the things we're going to be doing is giving some songs off of his demo album. Some of it's going to be free, his first MP3s. We're going to give away his full CD when it comes out. We're going to even have him go on there and sing songs on YouTube and send you a personalized thank you song with a message from him.
That's cool.
We got shirts. We got some patriotic shirts that are coming out. And this is what we're going to try to do and give back to the people to help us out and help him make a dream. And hopefully that dream will make them be in a better place with his music.
Well, just like we've been saying throughout this whole show with both of these guys, one person's dream launches the next dream, launches the next one, and so on and so on, because it provides hope. Mm-hmm. It provides the inspiration needed to say, I can dream again. And if you're listening right now and you think to yourself, no, I can't dream anymore. I'm painted into the corner by life here, and I'm done. Okay? I may be alive, but I'm really not alive. I'm just existing.
Right.
Listen to what these two guys have been talking about this whole hour, okay? You can overcome anything. You can get through it and get to the other side of the rainbow again and be back to being happy and healthy and involved in what you're doing. Chase your passion in life, okay? Put the Lord in the middle of it. Pray as much as you can, and it can and will happen, you know? And these guys are living proof of it, both of them, using their music, okay, to not only help others, but to help themselves, all right? Music is medicine. It's very, very powerful,
yes,
and it can make an impact. And again, you know, we all know people who are having a problem with a major debilitating illness or injury of some kind. Every family is affected by it. I just told you guys that my family is affected by multiple sclerosis as well. It's devastating. It's difficult. But it's not too much to overcome. We can and we will overcome if we do it together. And I know, Paul, you guys got a big project at your church that you're running, right, that's going to be going on for Christmas. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, coming up real soon. But, you know, Pete, something you just said is really hits home with me, and that is the fact that you can overcome. You know, I decided long ago in my life to trust God for everything. And at that time I made that decision long ago, I didn't know what I would be facing later. So then, you know, you're put to the test. And it is a decision. Those with multiple sclerosis, you have a decision to make. You know, are you going to do the best you can, make the best you can out of it? You're going to seek counsel. You're going to seek other friends, the help that you can get. Are you going to turn to God or not? You can waste a lot of time focusing on yourself. So if you decide to trust God with your life, include something like that.
Right. Once you make that decision, I'm going to trust God with my life, then anything is possible, okay? And again, it doesn't have to be a physical ailment like these two guys are on. It could be spiritual, it could be emotional, it could be that you have a problem with drug or alcohol.
Sure.
It could be one of those things too, okay? All those things are debilitating. All those things can get you into that despondency that you can't come back from, or at least you think you can't come back from. And as we've been talking this whole hour, these two gentlemen are living proof you can come back from it, and you can come back stronger.
Yes, you can.
Than before, right?
Yes, you can.
You can come back stronger than before. Both of you guys, now I want to ask you that's a good way for us to wrap this up. Are you stronger now, CP Kelly, than you were before you were diagnosed with MS?
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
yes, I am.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Paul?
Yeah, I have to smile because it's absolutely positively true. I wouldn't have asked for it, but it's turned out to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Nobody asks for what they're going through. Nobody says, oh, can you give that to me? I want mm-hmm. that, you know? But once you have it, it's now the measure of the person of who you are. We all fall down,
right?
Everybody falls. That doesn't matter. You can fall as many times as you need to. The measure of a person is how you get back up again, okay? And how you come back from whatever you've gone through. Now, these two guys could have easily given up. You guys both could have said, okay, I'm going to cash in. I'm just going to go on SSI. I'm going to collect my Social Security every month, and I'm just going to do nothing. I'm going to just become, you know, just sit around and just feel sorry for myself. And you know what? Nobody would have questioned that. That would have been, you know, nobody would have said, well, that's wrong for him to do that. But you just didn't, you know? So in 30 seconds each, wrap up for me how you feel about who you are, what you're going through, and what would you say to other people who's battling with multiple sclerosis?
Talk to God. I tell my girls all the time when they come to me, say, Dad, this, that, or the other thing, and we'll talk about it. And I say, honey, the only answer is to talk to God. And in this case, that's what I would say to become stronger. Even when you don't feel like it, you need to talk to God, and it's incredible what He'll do.
Amen. Now, somebody else out there wants to be a musician. They want to do their own stuff, but they also have a debilitating injury or illness of some kind. CP, talk to them.
Keep trying. Keep pushing. Keep looking for any avenue to get your love of music out. Like me, if you can't play the instrument that you did, see if you can sing. If you can't sing, see if you can write. Just keep music going. It is the one language that we share on earth in common.
That's true.
Amen.
Everyone has music in their culture. Pray, keep your faith, keep your strength.
Amen. And go to Kickstarter.com and look up CP Kelly there and help him out get that CD made. And guys, I can't thank you enough for both of you for being here. You've inspired me. You've uplifted me. I just feel a wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit here in the studio with us right now. So thank you, CP Kelly. Thank you, Paul Peori.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks, Pete.
God bless you both. Keep it going, all right? You're role models, you're inspirations for all of us. And, you know, I really enjoy listening to your music also. I'm going to come check out that Christmas thing, and we're going to have you guys now next week. So thanks so much. I really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed the Pete O'Shea Show. It's Pete O'Shea saying, you know I mean this with everything I got. I love you and I love Jesus.
Bringing Inspiration Radio to Tampa Bay for over 35 years. This is AM 1110, WTIS, Tampa's Inspiration Station.